You're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun.
All right.
That's right.
That's
fun.
Fun.
Hey.
Fun.
What?
I said it's fun.
Good for you.
I'm Paul Mack.
I don't care who you are.
I see who it is.
Be quiet. I'm talking.
I don't care about.
I'm going to announce
fun.
This. Will you be quiet?
Listen,
it's not fun.
What?
It's phony.
What's going on?
I'm trying to announce this.
Stop talking like that.
Can we get on with the tape, please?
There's only one.
We gotta get on with.
We really gotta get on the tape.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Do you?
Be quiet.
Do you? Do you mind?
Shut up.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
What?
We're going to move now.
Who?
We're going in with it.
Yeah.
Well, just listen.
Young lovers, whoever you are. We're glad the love bug caught up with you, but we must insist that you do not allow his bite to affect your conduct while in this theater. Public demonstration of affection will not be tolerated. Enough said?
Welcome to the Movie Line. Thank you for calling. This is David of Burbank. Once again, I am back.
Yes, you're back, but where's Susie and Kathy, buddy?
It's a drag. They couldn't come this weekend. I'm sorry.
Well, they came last week. Why can't they come this week?
I know they came last week. We had a lot of fun with them last weekend.
We were here in this very hot room. And believe me, it's not easy to make a Movie Line tape. It takes us a good 4 or 5 minutes, I mean.
Especially with two girls like Susie and Kathy standing in front of you. Okay.
Oh, that took 4 hours. No, I'm just saying the tape. It was a wait, 4 or 5 minutes for quick hellos and nice goodbyes. And I just want to say hello and welcome to Paul Mack Presents for the week of August 7th through the 11th, 1983. And if we get this tape done real quick, we can go swimming. Right, Dave?
Like last weekend?
Like this weekend, okay? I just want to say that don't forget to write to me at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023, but not Dave.
Why not?
Because you've got your own P.O. Box, man.
Well,
why don't you give me your P.O. Box?
All right, you can write to me if you want to at Box 4311, Burbank, California, 91503.
Okay, sounds good, Dave.
You know what sounds better?
What?
Is Susie and Kathy might be able to come back next weekend.
Oh, maybe so. That sounds like a great idea.
Hello, This is Bob, observatory calling from beautiful downtown North Hollywood instead of Mega Park, and I wanted to leave a comment on the movie line about a movie. Yes, talk about Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation, and what I thought of it. It's the only comedy I've ever been to where I did not laugh. And I even laughed at Paul's movies when I saw them, so I think it had to be a real bad movie for me not to laugh. I kind of want to get other people's opinions, though, of what they think of the movie National Lampoon's Vacation. I think the soundtrack to the movie is phenomenal, but the movie itself kind of takes a dive. And, well, when I see another movie this week, it should be Crawl, I will call in and give my review of that wonderfully fabulous type of movie, and Paul will play the comments, of course, because this is a new machine for Paul, and he really enjoys this new input machine, don't you? We're going to talk to you later, Mr. Movie Line, and goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
I just want to talk about Staying Alive. I thought the dancing in the movie was excellent, but it had absolutely no plot, and what plot it did have was so predictable it was boring. But then again, John Travolta was in excellent shape and has a gorgeous body.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Get your computer talking to Biphone by calling 213-474-2220. Here are the top films currently playing as of 8:30 a.m. on Friday. Return of the Jedi finally got this week's highest marks. It's followed by Tootsie, War Games, Children of Paradise, Nudo de Dana, and White Rose. This week's worst film is Heavy Traffic. Other insults to the movie-going public are Jaws 3, The Hunger, Pink Flamingos, and two Fellini films, Roma and Satyricon. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
How are you doing? I just want to leave a comment about War Games. This is a really good movie. For those people who haven't seen it already, go see it. I mean, it's got a plot and a storyline, not like Megaforce. Okay? I mean, that was a balmy movie, but go see War Games. And especially if you like family entertainment, go see Return of the Jedi. And Snow White's always been a favorite of a lot of people, so I just want to leave a couple comments like that. Anyway, have a great day.
Yeah, I saw Crawl last night. That's the hottest movie I've seen in months. A lot better than that stupid Return of the Jedi. It just proves one thing, that the movie is light years beyond critics' imagination.
Yeah, right. And you're probably the producer's son, too. Right? Right? No? No.
Hi, this is Jerry, and I just want to say I saw Private School, and it's the worst movie I've seen in a long time. That's something that like, 12-year-old boys would like. It's very unrealistic. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, Paul, at the party, because you're everybody's favorite person. Goodbye.
Well, gee, that's awful nice of you, Jerry. What'd you think of that, Dave?
Her name is Jerry.
That's what she says, but she also says that I'm everybody's favorite person. Isn't that right?
Why is a girl named Jerry?
I don't know, Dave. Actually, we're going to talk about that party. If you want information, it's going to be at Straw Hat Pizza over there in Van Nuys, on Van Nuys Boulevard off Moore Park, I believe. You going to go, Dave?
Well, nobody told me about a party. Why don't you explain it to me?
Well, this is the Observatory Bash, actually. I subtitled it the Buona Bash. We're all gonna we're all gonna get around and, have a good time and, but anyway, it's gonna
are
be...
Are we supposed to wear a toga?
Toga? No, it's not one of those. It's the Observatory Party, not the, Movie Line Party, but call...
Why'd you nickname it Buona?
Well, it's a long story. I don't want to go into it on this line, but call Observatory at, area code 213-999-0429 in Canoga Park for further details.
And if you wanna go, we'll see you at the party.
The girls started it. The guys loved it. The teachers hated it. The parents couldn't stand it. And you won't believe it when you see what goes on and comes off at private school for girls, where they'll respect you in the morning for sneaking in at night. Private school, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Yeah! Okay, private schools, and you can go see that at selected theaters. However, I'm not going to go see it. So it's rated R, and it sounds like a lot of fun for all you people under 17. But anyway, Dave, why don't you tell us about private schools?
I'm probably not going to go see it either.
Oh, okay.
Well, for those of you who don't take the opposite sex or love seriously, It's playing at the Hollywood SRO Paramount. The number for information is 463-3263. It's also playing in La Habra for John.
And, John La Habra.
And his callers.
Yes, sir.
It's playing at the AMC Fashion Square. The number for information there is 691-0633. And in Chiminooks at the Pacific Four, you know.
All right, Enid.
The number for information there is 990-4140.
Gag me with that telephone number. Or, of course, now I'm going to start this new service. I know a lot of you guys like to go out to the drive-ins and
That's
take your dates.
That's when you want to not watch the movie.
And go see private schools or other things. But, I'm going to give you some popular drive-ins here. Of course, you can always see it in Simi Valley at the Simi Drive-In. And the area code is 805-526-6824. And, of course, you can always see it in Palm Springs at the Village Drive-In and the 619 area code at 325-6022.
Yeah, this is Mr. Jones from La Habra. I took my grandson to see the motion picture Crawl. Best damn thing I ever saw in my life. I got a guy turned into a little puppy dog right in front of my eyes. I suggest you take the missus and go see the picture. Much better than Return of the Jedi. This thing is a must for everybody.
Don't tell me. The producer's father, right?
Oh, man, is that your dog?
No, why?
I won't tell you what he just did on your new carpeting.
What?
That's the longest beep tone I've ever heard. This is John from La Habra. The person that said the Twilight Zone sucked. Well, maybe you suck. No, I better watch myself here. As I said again, this is John from La Habra. I saw Jaws 3D. Now, come on. I think 3D movies... they should be on the way out because, the 3D, it sucks. It's no good. It's no good. It's blurred half the time and the audience is like, hey, fix the focus! Fix the focus! If they're
going to
do a 3D movie, they might as well do it right, okay? Or if they don't have the technology for it, don't do it at all. So, as well as the plot sucked.
We got a spot on the carpet.
Stupid! Okay? So, hey, listen, don't waste your money.
Don't waste our time.
Waste it on something like Dawn of the Dead or something, okay? Anyhow, this has been a disgusting, sarcastic, obnoxiously rude review from John of La Habra. As usual, I don't know what I'm talking about.
As usual.
Okay, anyway, yeah, that sounds like a good time. Yeah. It's now time to mention John's line. And by the way,
chip, please?
Dave, you eat your chocolate chip cookies and I'll eat my Frito-Lays. No, seriously, but let's get serious. We're going to talk about John's line right now. It's a big thing. It's a big deal.
John who?
The guy in La Habra that runs the...
John La Habra.
Yeah, right. And you can call that in the... I think it's like the 7... excuse me. 714 area code, right?
Is that... What's the number?
Hold on, let me check it. I don't know it offhand.
Can I hold the mic for you?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
All right.
Here it is!
What? Oh.
All right.
You want to read it or shall I
read
it?
Let me grab another chip first, though.
I'll let you read it. Go ahead. No big deal.
It's in his writing. Can you understand that? It's the number is 680.
That's a 6?
Yeah, I think so. Right? Who cares? I'll grab another Frito here.
Looks like a snowman.
680-08... 94, and call that number, and you'll get all these things. And anyway, let's get on with the stuff, okay?
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, this is John from West LA, and I'd just like to talk about a new movie I just saw named Zelig with Woody Allen, and it was made with all black and white, and all of people said it was bad, but I thought it was a pretty excellent movie. I thought the acting was great, and I really thought that the way they put the whole thing together and the way a psychiatrist really tried to improve a mental patient was really outstanding. Go see it. It's a great movie. Adios, amigos. Bye.
Hello, party. This is KCSCV. I was wondering, anybody out there who has seen Jaws 3D, could you tell me what it was like? Because, I hear it really sucks, and it's not near as good as the first and the second. The sequels are usually that way. And I also heard that you come out with a splitting headache because of the 3D effects and the tinted glasses. Somebody let me know, okay? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, as far as Jaws 3D goes, at first when I saw all the big publicity campaigns they had going for it, I thought it was really going to be a really good film. I thought to myself, well, here's a 3D film that's really going to you know, break in a whole new line of 3D films. However, it was very disappointing, even for a Jaws. I mean, the other Jaws was poor also. However, you really can't compare with the original Steven Spielberg film. However, the Jaws 3D was even worse than Jaws 2. And the 3D itself can hurt your eyes, and I don't think that 3D's been perfected yet. I know that they can go somewhere with it, but as far as the 3D on that, it was a lot of gimmickry stuff, and, you know, there's only so much you can do with that, and it does hurt your eyes, but I recommend that you sit towards the back of the theater, not so close, because it's easier for your eyes to adapt that way. A lot of the times, you know, you'll get a lot of double vision on those 3D films. And the film, in my opinion, was poor, and the 3D was nothing exceptional. So Jaws 3D can just be chalked off the list as another 3D exploitation film.
It is more than just a battle beyond our time, beyond our universe. It is a story of a powerful mystical weapon buried for eons. Of a prince who must learn how to use it.
Do not use it until you need it.
Well, how I know when?
You'll know.
To rescue his love from the clutches of the beast.
I shall be your king.
It is the story of a band of rogues.
Thieves, bandits, fighters, and brawlers.
Those are the kind of men I need.
Of a cyclops and a changeling.
That rudeness. I think I'll turn you into a goose.
Joining forces to battle an unearthly enemy. For the life of their princess and the freedom of their world. A world light years beyond your imagination. A world called Krull. Columbia Pictures presents Krull. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Krull, a fantastic new film I just caught the other night at the Chinese theater. And I was very impressed by the film. I've really got to give the filmmakers a lot of something. I mean, it was really worthwhile. It had a lot of creativity, very imaginative, and the musical score was nice, done by James Horner, who did the Star Trek II score and the Something Wicked This Way Comes score, if you saw that one. So I recommend it. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'll give it an 8. Did maybe have a few problems with a little script here and there, but on the whole, it was a very good film, a lot of fun, good special effects. It's kind of like a Star Wars and an Excalibur blended into one. And I have a friend here, Richard. Rich, you saw Krull. You work at the North Hollywood UA Movies. You're an usher. What did you think of that film?
It was okay, you know, because I only got to see half of it.
Half of it? What were you doing?
Well, sneaking in, of course.
Of course. Well, anyway. Dave, what about you? Did you go see Krull?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Hey, believe me, it's worthwhile. I think you should see it. So why don't you tell us where we can see it and where you're probably going to see it.
Where I'm going to probably. All right, it's playing in Westwood at the Mann National. The number for that is 208-4366. It's also playing in Hollywood at the Mann Chinese. The number for there is 464-8111. And in Orange at the City Center, 714 area code, 634-2553.
Return to a time of law, order, and...
You for tea? Justin.
He's determined to defeat the bandit once and for all.
We're in hot pursuit.
Oh, am I glad I came along on this trip.
In the end, justice will prevail.
This is going to be the most fun we ever had with our pants on.
I'm surrounded by lunatics.
Smokey and the Bandit, Part 3.
This was a brilliant idea.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
For Movie Line update news and information brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California, starting with a listing of new films coming out in August 1983. First of all, we've got Get Crazy from Embassy Pictures, starring Malcolm McDowell and Daniel Stern. It's a backstage spoof of a New Year's Eve rock concert. And then Cujo, Warner Brothers suspense thriller, starring Dee Wallace, based on Stephen King's best-selling novel. And then Risky Business, Warner Brothers' sophisticated, youth-oriented comedy about love, sex, and free enterprise, starring a cast of newcomers. And then there's Spinal Tap from Embassy Pictures. It's a comedy about a British rock group returning to the United States for its farewell tour, directed by and starring Rob Reiner. And all beauty new films coming out, eh? Strange Brew. It's like, good day, hosers, and welcome to the movies, eh? Oh, and now here's the thing. Bob and Doug, those two beer-guzzling McKinsey brothers from SCTV, are like in this new film. called Strange Brewery. It's about international intrigue and deception out there in Canada. And, And there are these two, like, mean hosers who, like, run a brewery and plan to take over the world by spiking their beer with zombie-making poison. So it's up to Bob and Doug to catch them and make them take off. Oh, good day. Anyway, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And you beautiful-looking girls, remember those great-looking guys from Francis Coppola's Outsiders? Well, he introduced a whole busload of talented young actors, and starting out with C. Thomas Howell, and they're up to all kinds of things these days. He played Pony Boy, and he's back in the saddle with Tank, playing James Garner's son. And then Bob Lowe, Soda Pop, was recently seen opposite Jacqueline Bisset in Class, and has since checked into the New Hampshire Hotel. And Tom Cruise has landed a role in Lucille Ball Productions' All the Right Moves after losing it last spring with Shelley Long. Emilio Estevez, 2-Bit, and his father, Martin Sheen, have bought the rights to S.E. Hinton's one remaining unfilmed novel. That Was Then, This Is Now. And Matt Dillon, Dallas, the lone star of Outsiders, will appear in Coppola's production of Rumblefish with Diana Scarwood and Mickey Rourke. Okay, and believe it or not, gang, speaking of sequels or something like that, there's one coming out, and it's been about 7 years since Clint Eastwood has played tough guy San Francisco cop Harry Callahan, but it should come as no surprise that he's returning to his role with sudden impact. His first appearance as Callahan in 1971's Dirty Harry made substantially more than a fistful of dollars. It grossed about $48 million. The film's two sequels, Magnum Force in 1973 and The Enforcer in 1976, topped a few dollars more, about $56 million and $46 million. So sudden impact should hit the theaters this Christmas. Well, that's a lot of stuff there, gang, and Dave, why don't you come over here? We're going to end off our tape now. It's going to do it for Movie Line News, and I want to thank you for appearing here with us and having a good time.
Oh, was I supposed to have a good time?
Yeah, we did have a good time, didn't we, Dave?
In this heat?
Of course we did. I just want to say that next week we're going to announce a contest for a Man Theater giveaway. What do you think of that?
Sounds good, I guess. You know, free tickets, hard to get these days, $5 a shot. Nice to have them free.
Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, that's gonna do it. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily.